Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Bunny, the pimp comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's do G Money Sports Report right now and talk basketball. College basketball. Yo, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? We're going to talk NBA basketball. We had games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I ended up the week at about 19 and 14 last week. So hopefully the weekend I did a little better. So let's go through the games on Friday. DJ, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Ready to go.
All right. Game one on Friday. Who played? And let me see if I picked a winner for game one.
So Friday, game number one, the Orlando Magic beat the Charlotte Hornets 117-106. You bet on Hornets, but it was Magic for the win.
Oh, okay. That must have been an upset. All right. Well, that's one loss for G-Money. Let's go to game two.
Game two, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Portland Trail Blazers 129-111. You bet on the Hawks to win, and it was the Hawks for the winner.
All right. That's a win for G-Money. So I'm 1-1. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Boston Celtics 115-105. You bet on Celtics for the win, but it was the Nets.
Oh, the Nets came through again. Man, I don't know about Boston. I think they're going to drop out of first place in the Eastern Conference. All right, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So I got one win and two losses. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the New York Knicks beat the Miami Heat 122-120. You bet on Knicks, and it was Knicks for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G-Money. Okay, that's two wins and two losses. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Phoenix Suns beat the Chicago Bulls 125-104. You bet on the Suns, and it was the Suns for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. That was an automatic win. The Bulls are on last. They're in last place. They're not beating anybody. All right, so that's a win. So that's three wins and two losses for G Money. So let's go to game number six.
Game number six, Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Utah Jazz 130-103. You bet on Thunder for the win, and it was Thunder with a win.
I knew Thunder was going to beat Utah. I knew it. I knew it. They were better than Utah. Utah just falling apart, though. All right, that's a win for the Thunder. They're trying to get into the top 10. All right, so that's a win for G-Money. So that's four wins and two losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Golden State Warriors beat the New Orleans Pelicans 108-99. You bet on the Warriors, and it was the Warriors for the win.
That's a win for G-Money. Okay, that's five wins and two losses. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the Denver Nuggets beat the Memphis Grizzlies 113-97. You bet on the Nuggets, and it was Nuggets for the win.
Well, that's a win for G Money. All right, that's six wins and two losses. Let's go to game number nine.
Game number nine, the Sacramento Kings beat the LA Clippers 128-127. You bet on Kings, and it was Kings for the win.
Yep. You know, I heard the report about that. That game almost went into overtime. Sacramento was only up by 2 points. And then the Clippers scored 2 points and they tied the game. And then the game almost went into overtime and the Sacramento Kings got the last shot and scored to win the game. So that's seven wins and two losses. So let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10. The Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Lakers 110-102. You bet on the Lakers to win, but it was the Timberwolves for the win.
The Lakers fell apart again. Oh, man, I'm so disappointed in my Lakers. They're supposed to be on the winning streak now because they're trying to make it in the top 10. All right, well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 7-3. Do they have 11 games?
Nope, just 10.
Okay. So I'm 7-3 on Friday's game. All right. So that makes me, what's that? I was 19-11. So 7 is 26. And 14.
You sure you were 19-11?
Yeah, I was something like that. Maybe 16-11. I definitely had more wins. I was 1-3 on Monday, and then on Tuesday I was 6-4, and then on Wednesday, I think I was 8-2.
You're 9-1.
I was 9-1 on Wednesday, okay. And on Thursday, I think I was 2-2.
1-4. 1-3.
I was 1-3. Okay, So what's that add up?
So that made you 17-9.
17-9.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
17-9, right.
17-9. Okay.
Yep.
And now I'm 7-3. So that's 24-12. 24-12 for the week so far. So let's go to Saturday's game and see how I do on Saturday. 24-12. All right. Saturday's game.
Now you're 19-11 and you so now you're 24-.
Wait a minute, 19, I won 7. I went 7-3 for Friday.
So that makes you 6-14.
26-14. Okay. So game one on Saturday.
Game one, the Raptors beat the Wizards 116-109.
Yeah.
And you got on the Raptors, and it was Raptors for the win.
Yeah, that was an automatic win, people. That was no competition there. All right, so I'm 1-0 on Saturday, so let's go to game number two.
Game number two. Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Detroit Pistons 114-90. You bet on Cavaliers, and it was Cleveland Cavaliers for the win.
That's an automatic one win for G Money. That was an automatic win, people. So that was an instant win. You could make money in the sports book betting against Detroit. All right, so I'm 2-0 going into game three.
Game three, the Miami Heat beat the Atlanta Hawks 117-109. You bet on Miami, and it was Miami Heat for the win.
All right. That's three wins and no losses for G Money. So let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Houston Rockets beat the San Antonio Spurs 122-110. You bet on San Antonio, but it was Houston Rockets for the win.
Houston won a game? Oh, my God. I didn't think they'd win another game this season. Okay. Well, that's three wins and one loss. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 133-130. You bet on Milwaukee
Ooh.
Bucks, but it was 76ers for the win.
Ooh, what was the score of that game?
133-130.
Oh, it was close. It was close. So it probably went into overtime. They had 133 and 131 points. Wow, that was a high-scoring game. All right, well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Minnesota Timberwolves beat the Sacramento Kings 138-134. You bet on Kings, but it was the Timberwolves for the win.
That's a loss for G Money. That was an upset. Oh, I can't believe Sacramento lost. Okay, so I was 3-2, so now what's that, 3-3 going into game
That's
number
three and
seven?
3-3. Only six
yeah.
games on Saturday, so.
Okay, so I'm 26-3 is 29, and what was it, 14-3 is 17.
29 and 7.
29 and 17. Okay. So let's go to the, how many games on Sunday? I think it was 9.
10 games on Sunday.
10 games. Okay. So I'm 29 and 17. Okay.
Right.
Game number one on Sunday.
Game number one, the Phoenix Suns beat the Dallas Mavericks 130 to 126. You bet on Dallas, but it was Phoenix for the win.
I don't know why I bet on Dallas. Maybe because I thought Dallas was due to win. But Phoenix has the best team in the West, so I don't know why I bet against Phoenix. Okay, so that's a loss for G Money, and that's 0-1 going into game number 2 on Sunday.
Game number 2, Indiana Pacers beat the Chicago Bulls 125 to 122. You bet on the Pacers, and it was Pacers for the win.
That was the automatic win also. Okay, so that's 1-1 going into game number 3.
Game number 3, the Lakers beat the Warriors 113 to 105. You bet on the Lakers to win, and it was Lakers for the win.
All right. Well, I knew the Lakers had to finally beat the Golden State Warriors. That's a tough battle. But the Lakers have to beat Golden State in order to show that they have supreme basketball team over the world champion Golden State Warriors. Okay. So what's that? 3 wins and 1 loss. Going into game number 5?
That's 2 wins and 1 loss going into game number 4.
Okay. 2 wins and 1 loss going into game number 4.
Game number 4, Portland Trailblazers beat the Orlando Magic 122 to 119. You bet on Orlando, but it was Portland to win.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Portland. I got no faith in them, even though I bet against them, so I don't have any faith in Portland. Okay. So that's 3 wins and 2 losses. So we go to
2 wins and 2 losses.
Two wins and two losses. Okay. 2-2 going to game number 5.
Game number 5, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Charlotte Hornets 102-86. You bet on the Hornets, but it was Nets for the win.
The Nets come out of nowhere and win in the games that they should be losing. And the Charlotte Hornets, I don't know what's going on with them. That's like 3 losses for them in the last 3 days. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So I was 3-3. Now I'm 3-4 going into game number 8.
No.
I'm 2-3 going into game number 6.
6, right. Game number 6, the Houston Rockets beat the San Antonio Spurs again. 142 to 110, you bet on the Spurs, but it was Rockets for the win.
Wow. Houston, they must have got some trades or something because they're winning now. They won 3 games this week. And they beat Sacramento Kings. They beat the San Antonio Spurs. Man, Houston stepping up. Okay, well, that's a loss for G Money. So that makes my record, I was 3-2. So what's that, 3-3 going into game number 7?
You were. It's 2-4.
2-4 going to game number 7. Okay.
Right.
2-4.
Game number 7, Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Utah Jazz this time. Again, 129-119. You bet on Thunder for the win, and it was Oklahoma City Thunder for the win.
All right. Well, Oklahoma seems to be trying to get a winning streak going, and Utah's getting a losing streak going. So Oklahoma's trying to get into the top 10, and Utah's falling. They won't make the top 10. All right. Well, that's a loss. Oh, that was a win for G-Money. So what's my record now?
3 wins, 4 losses.
Okay, 3-4. So let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, Milwaukee Bucks beat the Washington Wizards 117-111. You bet on Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
Yeah, that was an automatic win, people. Anytime you're betting with Milwaukee, you should have an automatic win. Okay, so what's my record now? I was 2-4, then I won, and I was 3-4. Now I'm 4-4. Game number nine,
New York Knicks beat the Boston Celtics 131-129. You bet on Celtics, but it was Knicks for the win.
I keep giving the Celtics the favorite, but they're not winning. The Celtics are losing. They're going to lose their number one position in the East. Okay, so what's that, 5 wins and 4 losses?
No, 4 wins and 5 losses.
4 wins and 5 losses. Okay, let's go to game number 10.
Game number 10, the Clippers beat the Grizzlies 135-129. You bet on Grizzlies for the win, but it was the Clippers.
Oh, the Clippers finally came out the woodwork. Did they play at home or they played in Memphis?
No, they played in L.A.
Okay, I should have given them the benefit of the doubt. They were playing at home. Okay, well, that was a loss for G Money. So, let's see. I was 4-5, so now I'm 4-6, going to number 11. Oh, man.
There's only 10 games yesterday.
Oh, so 4-6. Okay, I was 29-16.
29-17.
And
now you are.
Okay.
Now you are 33-23.
Wow. Well, I was still over 500 for the week. I just lost too many games this weekend. And I did good on Friday. Then Saturday I fell apart. And Sunday I fell apart. Okay. Well, Utah Jazz was killing me. And the Charlotte Hornets were killing me. And who else lost that I thought was, the Memphis Grizzlies. Killed. Okay. Well, that's G Money Sports Report for the week. And this should be like 2 weeks before the playoffs. DJ Papa D, do you have the playoff schedule yet for the top 10 teams for the play-in?
No.
And oh, okay, they haven't started the playoffs yet. They haven't recorded the teams that are qualified for the playoffs. So we still got another week then. I think another 2 weeks to see if, well, tomorrow we'll go over the top 10 teams in the East and the top 10 teams in the West, and we'll see what they look like and if they're going to be ready to play in the playoffs. So that's G-Money Sports Report on Gregory's Story. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house.
Yeah! Y'all want to go to the next phase? Let me take you. I want you to come go with me. Woo! Same old feeling.
the bus driver pulled over at the stop and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
and tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show, and we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do some more basketball. Let's talk NBA basketball.
All right. Let's talk some basketball.
Yeah, let's do basketball for tonight. Monday night pick for the game for this week. How many games do they have on Monday? Usually they have like 4 games on Monday. So how many games? Or am I choosing today?
There are 6 games today.
six games. Okay. So let me see how my luck is at the beginning of the week. So game number one.
Game number one, the Portland Trail Blazers are playing the Detroit Pistons in Detroit.
Portland Trail Blazers for the win.
All right, Trail Blazers for the win. Game number two, the Boston Celtics are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland.
The Cleveland Cavaliers for the win.
Cavaliers for the win. Game number three, the Philadelphia 76ers playing the Indiana Pacers in Indiana.
Philadelphia 76ers for the win.
All right. game number four, the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Miami Heat. In
Miami Heat for the win.
Heat for the win. Game number five, the Toronto Raptors are playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
Denver Nuggets for the win.
Okay, game number six, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento.
Sacramento Kings for the win.
All right, Kings for the win. That's it for tonight's game.
All right. Well, that's the end of G Money Sports Report for today, March 7th, 2023. So, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There were two boys that were really bad, and their mother couldn't do anything with them. She was trying to punish them. She tried to straighten them out, but they continued to be bad. And so she went and talked to her pastor and told her pastor that she couldn't control her son, and she was wondering if he could do something. And he said, yeah, let me talk to him. And she said, okay. And then he said, but let me talk to him one at a time. So she sent the oldest son to talk to the pastor. And he was sitting in there, and the pastor asked him, do you know who God is? And the little boy didn't say anything. He said, do you know where God is? And the little boy didn't say anything. He said, do you know what God does? And the little boy didn't say anything. He says, do you know where God is? And the little boy still didn't say anything. He says, are you sure you don't know who God is? And the little boy didn't say anything. And then he said, can you tell me where God is? And the little boy didn't say anything. And he got scared. And he jumped up and ran out the office. And he ran all the way to his house, and he walked in the room with his brother, and he said, you know, God is missing, and they think we have something to do with it. I'm J Money, the Pimp Comic. There was a little boy that got on his knees at night to say his prayers, and he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul to take. God bless my grandfather. And then he found out the next morning that his grandfather died of a heart attack. And so the next night, he knelt down by his bed, and he had his mother in his room, and he prayed. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. But if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother. And the next day, he found out his grandmother died of a stroke. So he was on his knees at night the next day, and his father and his mother were in the room while he was praying. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy." And the next day, his father got up and went to work, and he was very cautious about everything he did. He was courteous. He let everybody on the right have the right of way when he was stopped at a stop sign. And then when he got to work, he let everybody cut in front of him in line when he got his breakfast and he got his lunch. He let everybody go ahead of him. And then when he went to the store, he was very gracious and he let all the women shop in front of him. And then on his way home, he was very careful driving down the street, and he stopped at all of the stop signs, and he looked both ways, and he was very cautious. And then he went home, and he told his wife, he said, "Oh, I'm lucky. Oh, I'm so happy that I made it home. I didn't have any problems at all." And his wife said, "Well, you know, that's funny, because the mailman died this morning." I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a man that was waiting on his wife to deliver a baby, and he was always hoping that his wife would get pregnant. And he did everything. He prayed, and he asked the pastor to pray for him, for his wife to get pregnant so they could have a family. And his wife decided that they should invite the pastor over for their house for dinner, and then they could talk to the pastor personally about praying for them so they could get pregnant and have some children. And they invited the pastor to the house, and the wife fixed a fabulous dinner. And then after dinner, they were talking to the pastor, and they said, the husband was telling the pastor, "Well, we've been married for 3 years, and we want to start having kids now. We're trying to have a family, but my wife can't seem to get pregnant. I really wish you could pray for us so that my wife could get pregnant and we could have start having kids so I can have a family." And the pastor said, "Well, that's interesting. I'm getting ready to go on sabbatical, and I'm going to Rome, Italy, to the Vatican, and I'm going to meet with the Pope. And I guess while I'm in the chapel at the Vatican, I can light a candle for you to pray for you to have, for your wife to get pregnant." And the man and his wife were happy, and they said, "Well, that sounds good. We'll wait to see what happens with your prayer." And the next day, the pastor got on the airplane and went to Rome, Italy, and he went into the chapel when he got to the Vatican. And he lit a candle and he prayed that the family would get pregnant and have a baby. So he was gone for 3 years. And when he came back to the United States, he stopped in at the family and he knocked on the door. And the woman opened the front door and she was pregnant. She was like 9 months pregnant, getting ready to pop. And he said, "Oh, I see you're pregnant." And she said, "Yeah, I am." And then she turned around and told her kids. She said, "Twins, stop running around in the house. be careful. And if you're going to play rough like that, you need to go outside and play. And the pastor looked. He said, oh, well, you had twins and you're pregnant again? Oh, that's a good thing. And she said, yeah, it is. And he said, well, I want to talk to your husband so I can congratulate your husband. And she said, my husband's not here. And he said, he's not. Where did he go? And he said, he got on a plane and he went to Rome, Italy, looking for you. And the pastor said, really? He was looking for me. Why is he looking for me? He said, he wants to go to the chapel where you lift the candle and talk to you into blowing the candle out. So he doesn't have any more babies. I'm G Money, the Pimp Cabin. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, why did the homeless turtle cross the road? You don't know? You don't know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. I'm G Money, the Pimp Cabin. And if you didn't know, now you know. There were three women that were put before a firing squad, but the sergeant put the women one at a time in front of the firing squad. So he took a redhead and put her in the front of the firing squad and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, she doesn't have any last words. So the sergeant told his squad, ready, aim. And before he could say anything else, she said, tornado, tornado, tornado. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. So then the sergeant reassembled his firing squad, and he got another lady, a brunette, and he put her in front of the firing squad, and he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, let's just get this over with. And he said, okay. He said, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. Well, he got his firing squad together again, and he brought the blonde and sat her in front of the firing squad. Now, she's smart, and she's seen what the other two women did, and she's thinking that she can get away with it, too, so she could escape. And the sergeant goes up and asks her if she has any last words, and she says, no, she just wants to be blindfolded. So she can't see what's going on. And they blindfold her. And then they ask her if she has any last words. And she says, no, let's get this over with. And they said, the sergeant says, ready, aim. And she says, fire, fire, fire. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, let's go back to the radio show. Or let's go back to more of the show in a minute. You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game. His big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and He had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Daddy was born in 1927 in Colonna, Louisiana. And when he was 17, he joined the service. And he went overseas in World War II. And he was an architect. And then he came home from the service. And he went to Tuskegee University and graduated with a degree in zoning and in planning. That was my dad. Willie Henry Girard. Yes, sir. So he ended up coming to Los Angeles, and he met my mother, Helen Elizabeth Gibson, and they got married in 1955. Yes, sir. I was his first child, and he took me to the park, and he hit fly balls to me, and he taught me how to catch and judge fly balls, and he also taught me how to catch and how to throw a football. So I'm very grateful for him, because he was the first coach that I had. He was my inspiration and my guidance for everything that I did. He taught me how to be the best that I could be and to always treat everybody fair and to understand that people are people and we need to get along. He raised my family. He took care of my mother. He took care of my brothers. And he was always there for us. My daddy was my creative inspiration as I grew up, and that was my daddy. He played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. My daddy went fishing, he went deep sea fishing, and we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more, I couldn't see anything. Ocean all around me. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And that was my daddy. He was the first black to work in the zoning department in the city of Los Angeles. And he had his name on the window of the office door in the city hall building. If they wanted swimming pools, if they wanted high back fences, whatever kind of improvements they were doing to their house, he was the one they had to talk to. And he was talked to by the city council people, by the mayors in the city. Michael Jackson had to get permission from my daddy to put his roller coaster up on his property. That's right. And that was my daddy. And my daddy played tennis, and he was the doubles partner for Pancho Gonzalez, the pro tennis player. That's right. My daddy was a good tennis player. He was very successful, and he had been bowling since he was young. He had a bunch of trophies. My daddy had over 300 trophies in the house. But my daddy was a bowler. And he used to bowl all across the country in all kind of tournaments. and I love my dad. He has been there for me all of my life. And I want to say thank you, Dad. I love you. That was my dad. Yes, sir. And I love my dad. He was Strongbow, because we had Indian names, and I was Fast Arrow. He was part of a social group called the Contemporary Gents. There were like 20 men out of Louisiana. And that was my daddy. The first black to work in City Hall, Bill Girard, was the zoning administrator for the city of Los Angeles. That was my daddy. Yes, sir. And I love my daddy. To this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me, and they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Today is a celebration to celebrate the life of our mother. At the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world. So she finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she was on the Queen's Court. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So she graduated from the university, and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father. And in 1955, they got married. And in 56, she had her first baby. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me. And I'm my mother's first and oldest child. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
My mother was there all the time. And when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions. And my mother would be hollering, run, baby, run. And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket and she made pants. Maybe 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA. She was married for 58 years.
She raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
The thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us when we didn't want to do stuff. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
She got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her. Because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do. And she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved.
She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Mom, what? How can we get this? Yeah.
Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
And yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ. I appreciate it, and I love you, and I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama. Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa, and her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim, and I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Was it Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story that I want to share with you. Nothing big, nothing long, but when I was a stripper, I came out in my costume, and I walked out in the audience, and there were three girls sitting in the back of the auditorium, and they were sitting on a table, sitting by a table, on a bench. And two of the girls was holding money over their girlfriend. And I went back there, and I put my foot up on the chair that the girl was sitting on, and I wrapped my cape around her body so that nobody in the room could actually see her. And I was playing to the crowd like she was really doing something to me. And while I was doing that, she pulled my dick out of my G-string and started sucking on it. And I was like, oh, wait. And I was tapping her on the head and kissing her on the head and telling her, come on, baby, let me go. You're going to ruin my show. Because if I have an orgasm, my dick is going to shrink up. And I can't make no money with a little dick. So I was praying. I was like, come on, baby, please, let me go. And as soon as she released her grip on my penis, I pulled out. And I backed up off of the table. And I walked off. I took the money and I left. And the rest of the show, when I was dancing, I didn't go back to see that girl at all because they were really crazy and they were ready to do stuff to me. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not even messing around with you girls. You guys got bad intentions and you're going to mess up my show. So I didn't go back there to pay them any attention after I collected their couple of dollars. I was through with them. I'm G Money, and I was the golden Egyptian. I wore all gold material, gold fishnet mini skirt, gold leg warmers, gold wave cap, black leather gloves, black cape. Oh, yeah, I was gold and white in all of my attire. And I had white Devo glasses. So, yes, I was dressed to impress. I looked like an Egyptian, the golden Egyptian. All right. Well, maybe it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience earlier this year. And ladies and gentlemen, put your head back and put your feet up and relax and get something to drink and get some peanuts or some popcorn or some candy to chew on while you listen to this story that happened during my lifetime, a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show and some more music in a minute.
All right, I was playing on my fraternity team. We played every summer at Darby Park, where all the fraternities got together and they played in a league where all the teams played each other. Well, this summer was my first summer home from college. And like I told you, I was a ball player. So when I found out they had a softball team, I was down to play on the team. Even though playing softball ain't like playing real baseball, because they have underhand pitching on softball. You know, it's a lot slower than throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs. So I was batting left-handed because I didn't want to mess up my right-handed swing. I didn't want to mess up my timing to be hitting right-handed. So I was hitting left-handed. I was getting some hits. I was scoring some runs for my team. We were winning. And plus, since I'm a baseball player, I started. They put me in center field. And I'm like, yeah, I'll play center field. I run everything down in the outfield because I'm a ball player. And center field is where I started when I was a little kid. I played the outfield. My daddy taught me how to catch fly balls. He taught me how to judge fly balls. He taught me how to catch ground balls. So playing outfield was real natural for me. And I was playing center field. And as I tell you, nothing drops that's hit in the air. I catch everything. Everything in the outfield. That's what I do. Because I'm a ball player. I play that game. I'm a baseball player for real. So we were in the game, and we had been undefeated all season. The whole summer we played, and we were undefeated. And we were playing the last game of the season against Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. And they were last year's champions. So they just knew they were going to beat us one game this season, but they hadn't beat us yet. So they get to the point where they get two men on base. They have a man on first base and a man on second base with nobody out. And they think they're going to score one of the two people on base, and they're going to tie the game up. And then if they score another person, they're going to go ahead, and they think they're going to win. Well, they get a guy up to bat, and he hits a shot. Oh, man, it's deep. It goes deep, and I'm running on it. It's going over my head, but I'm running. I turn and I run on it, and I'm like, I got to get there. I got to catch it. It can't drop in my outfield. Nothing drops in the outfield. Nothing has dropped all year long. I've caught everything that went in the outfield, and I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there, and I'm running, and I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. And the ball is traveling. It's traveling. It goes way over my head. But I'm running because it still hasn't started to drop. It's still flying. And I'm running. And I'm running. And I'm like, oh, I got to get there. I got to get there. I got to get there. And I'm running. And I'm like, I got to get there. I got to get there. And all of a sudden, the ball starts to come down. And I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm like, okay, I got to get there. I got to get there because nothing drops in my outfield. I'm the center fielder. Nothing drops in my outfield. And I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm watching the ball. I'm watching the ball the whole way, and it starts to come down, and it's coming down. And I'm like, oh, it's going to go over my head. I'm not going to get there. I'm not going to get to the ball. And I say, well, I could jump and catch the ball at its highest point. That's kind of like what you do in basketball. You catch the ball at the highest point, and then you bring it down. Well, I'm running, and I'm thinking, okay, the ball's going over my head, so I got to jump up and catch it. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to jump up and catch the ball. I got to catch it. And the ball goes over my head, and it's still sailing. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. Oh, it's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run it down and throw the ball into the infield. Well, I know they got two men on base, and both of the men are running because they think this guy is getting ready to hit an in-the-park home run. So they think the ball is going to drop, and it's going to run, and the runners are already running. The second base guy is running to third, and he's on his way to home plate. And the guy on first base is rounding second, and he's going to third. But I'm still running for the ball. So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, And both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head. And I'm running for the ball. And I'm saying, I got to get there. I got to get there. This ball can't drop because nothing drops in my outfield. I run everything down. And I can't let this drop. And nobody scores on me in the outfield. That just doesn't happen. So I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm looking for this ball. And I got my eyes on the ball, and I'm watching it, and it's going over my head. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get there. It's going to hit the ground. So I got to chase it down. It's going to hit the ground, and it's going to roll, and I'm going to have to run after it. And then I'm going to have to get it and throw it back into the infield, and hopefully we can get one or two of the guys out at the plate. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm running after the ball, and I say, well, maybe I can jump and catch it at the highest point. But the ball goes over my head, and I know if I jump, I'm not going to get it. And I'm going to fall down, and I got to jump up and run and catch the ball because it's going to be bouncing away. And I can't get there. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my fans, my line brother, Brother Love comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? And he came all the way from left field, and he ran the ball down. I started in center field, and he outran me to the ball, and he caught the ball. So when he caught it, he flipped it to me, and I turned around and threw a shot. Now, the runners that were running from first base and second base had already scored. At least he thought he did. The first baseman was running around third base on his way to score. At least they thought they were. But when I caught them, when my frat, Brother Love, Willis Colbert, when the cat man caught the ball, oh, man, everybody was hollering, go back, go back, because they got to go back to the original base they were at. Because they left before the ball was caught. So they got to run all the way back to the first base that they started at. So the guys have to get back in the baseline, and they run down third, and then he runs to second, and he got to run all the way to first base. And the other guy got to run down to third, and he got to run to second base. But when I get the ball, I shoot a shot, and I hit second base, butt man, right in the chest. He tags second base, and he throws the ball to first base, and we get a triple play. We get a triple play, which doesn't really happen in baseball a lot, but it happened that day. And we got a triple play, and the game was over. And we finished this season. Phi Beta Sigma was on top as an undefeated team for that year. And we won the championship. And we got the jacket that said, Softball Champions, 1982. And I was on the team. That's the only year I played. I didn't play any year after that because I'm a baseball player, so I went out and started playing baseball, and that's what I did. I played at the park with an adult team, and I was playing left field, and somebody got up and hit a fly ball straight up in the air. They popped it up, and everybody was looking in the air, but nobody could see the ball. And I'm looking up, and I don't know where the ball is. And I'm like, oh, no, I can't find the ball. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I'm asking everybody, where's the ball? Where's the ball? Shortstop doesn't know where the ball is. The third baseman doesn't know where the ball is. I'm asking the center fielder where the ball is, and he doesn't know. And they're looking for the ball, and I'm looking up, and I don't see the ball because the ball is blending in the white cloud. And I don't see the ball at all. And then at the last minute, I caught the ball when it was coming down, and I sprinted. Well, I ran up, and I caught the ball. Bam! Caught it before it hit the ground. And everybody was like, damn, Gene, that was a hell of a catch. And I'm like, the shortstop should have caught that ball. It was only 5 feet behind him. Or the third baseman should have caught the ball. I had to run all the way to the infield to catch the ball. But I made the catch, and I saved the game that day. So that's the end of my story.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Me gustan las mexicanas güeras, casi sin ropa, el trasero de bam y los pechos de wow. Me tiene alta como humo, tiene un olor que puede estar con ella noche y de día. Ella es mi fantasía, listo para sobar la panza de los pantalones bajos. Y su edad es otro caso, me tiene frotando las manos como si fuera una rata. Imaginándome la gata, puede calentar a un perro y hacerme infiel.
Sí.
Así como mueve la piel,
así.
Se le ve el brasier y se le nota que lo estira. Y una gordita, dicen que son de mentiras, estoy tan exagerado que hasta me puse rojo, echándome un taquito de ojo.
Cuando me miras así, es lo que quieres de mí.
Sin tocarlas, son las reglas del juego. Sería una loquera enamorarme de nuevo, viendo por la ventana, rozando la banqueta. Subir a los tres, esa es la meta. Tentación nunca me hizo sufrir. Venena, ¿quieres ir? Tengo manera de hacerte desvestir. Me tienes enloquecido en el modo que te meneas. Y en verdad yo te haría donde quiera. Camina como si tuviera comezón en la espalda, como quisiera rascarla. Ella me hace guiños con la mano a la cadera. Con su mirada me encuera. Quiere que la haga respirar y que se lo haga en la mesa. Y que la llame traviesa. Dice que ella quiere ser mi dulce para mi ojo. Y por esa razón le escojo.
Cuando me miras así, es lo que quieres de mí.
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Forget Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I believe the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before I go, I need to acknowledge the birthdays, my friends, my fans, my followers of the radio show. I need to acknowledge their birthday for today, March 7th, 2023. So DJ Papa D, do you have a list of the birthdays so we can acknowledge the birthdays of my followers?
Yes, sir. I have some birthdays here. For today, March 6th, 2023.
Put another candle on March a birthday 6th? Cake. March We're 7th. Gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 6th, not March 7th. 2023. Happy birthday to Damian Greatheart, who's 32 years young. Happy birthday, Charles T. Campbell. Happy birthday, Bill Stevens. Happy birthday, Tia Spencer. Happy birthday, Carl Ray, 61 years young. Happy birthday, Kenneth Woods Adams, 50 years young. Happy birthday, Edgar Reed, 62 years young. Happy birthday, Michael V. Menifee. Happy birthday, D. Free, 44 years young. Happy birthday, Jonah Lee. Happy birthday to James Thompson. Last but not least, happy birthday to Celeste Sutton, who's 46 years young today. And that's it. So just want to wish happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday today, March 6th, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. All the Pisces that are out there, this is your time of year. So we want to get the fish the celebration of the year. Give them all of God's glory and his blessings. And may the Lord and Savior give them the blessings that he gave them for everlasting life after death. All right. Well, I want to wish them happy birthday. And I want them to enjoy the song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you today. All of the people that are celebrating their birthday today on March 6th, 2023. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you share with all of your family and friends the greetings and blessings that God has blessed you with. And may you have a good dinner tonight, and may your wife or your husband provide you with the greatest meal that you could enjoy on your birthday. And may you get some good presents and stuff. And if you want to celebrate with me, just contact G-Money, and I'll be there, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. That's right. So I'm in the house, y'all. And I'll see you tomorrow on our radio show on Tuesday. Have a good evening and good night. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet. And he stopped the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.